You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tangi Tribunal today released its report on the ban on prisoner voting, saying it disproportionately affected Māori and the government should act urgently to repeal it before the next election. This follows a recent Supreme Court decision saying the ban was inconsistent with the Bill of Rights Act. I spoke with Cosmo Jeffrey from the Howard League New Zealand about the ban and why it needs to be overturned, and here is Cosmo.
As you probably know, I'm the president of Howard League Canterbury.
Yes.
And I was actually in jail in Invercargill in the 2002 election.
Oh.
It might have been 2001 going 2002. And they had, in those days, they had a ban on if your sentence was more than 2 years, you couldn't vote. But I was down there and they made a mistake, and in Invercargill, anyone who was in jail could vote. And that was quite interesting because, for one thing, we got unlocked, which is really a bonus. When you're getting locked up all the time, to be unlocked was a bonus. But it was really interesting how the guys just stood around the wing and talked about... So in the middle of the wing, inside the prison, they set up this cardboard voting booth. So it was quite funny, really. And then you were allowed to go in and vote. And then what happened then after you vote, you were allowed to stand around talking. And it was amazing the political discussions that took place. And I'd been in that jail for about 5 months, and there'd been, I hadn't talked politics to anybody, ever. And just to have that freedom to be able to talk about, oh, yeah, what does this mean? And do you think it makes any difference? And, you know, what's the point of voting anyway? And it was a whole discussion that basically took place only because of that. So to me, it just showed that even if you're locked up inside without your freedom, you can still have that access and connected to society. And I think that's a, you know, valid right that we need to uphold.
I suppose it's sort of, it's quite amazing, being separated but still being aware of what's going on around you and being engaged with it is quite interesting, really.
Yeah, it was also, I noticed in the weeks leading up to the election, I think because people had voted and the results that came after that, people were fighting over the press and the newspaper to see if the people they had actually voted for had got in. And it was that whole connection that just wouldn't have happened. And I think that it was just a small kind of scenario of what can happen if you've got some connection to the outside world.
So the Waitangi Tribunal this morning released a report that said that this ban on voting disproportionately affects Māori and should be overturned. Why does it disproportionately affect Māori?
Well, obviously, I think there are about 52% of the population of our prisons are Māori. And what are they, about 15% of the population, so they're hugely misrepresentative in jail as it is.
Mm.
And then what you have to realise is, once you lose your right to vote, when you get out, it just doesn't magically appear. You've got to physically go and re-register. And with lots of people having cell phones and no landlines, with a lot of people who come out of prison don't know exactly where they're going to be, they have issues with accommodation anyway. So trying then to put on top of all of that the necessity to go in and basically enrol to vote for the next election is something that's just not happening. And there's, I think there's huge statistics to show that once people lose the right to vote when they're in jail, a huge proportion of people don't even bother getting it back. So that means they're disenfranchised not only for when they're in jail, but when they come out, the disenfranchisement lasts for as long as they get settled and think, oh, well, maybe I should vote. Or so it is a big hindrance for democracy, for people who get out of jail and then don't get around to voting.
And in the past, the government has said it's not really a priority bringing back the right to vote for prisoners. Do you think that after this tribunal report and the recent Supreme Court decision that said it was inconsistent with the Bill of Rights, do you think that we might finally see some change?
I definitely do. In our AGM, the last one we had for 2018, we had Andrew Little talking to us, and that was one of the points we brought up with him. And just a month ago, we had Kelvin Davis speaking to our AGM, and both men said that this was something they were seriously going to look into. And I think with Kelvin Davis, with his roots in the Maori world and his really trying hard to basically work on these problems that we've got of over-representation of Maori people in prison, he will look at that. And I just think we need to keep pushing on that. I think it's a really serious issue and it needs to be addressed.
And where do you think the public is, what the public mood is on this issue?
I think they do. I think we had a straw poll and through social media contacts and just generally asked people to sign a petition. We found that nearly 60% of people in normal society thought that people in jail should be able to vote. And I think that's reflected in the Treaty Waitangi tribunal decision and also just generally in society. I mean, sure, you might have done something wrong, you are locked up, but you're still a person and you've still got basic human rights, and the democratic right to vote is the basis of our whole society. So, you know, I think it's just a no-brainer from my point of view.
And when the law change came in 2010, I believe, do you think National was, rather than pandering to the public, pandering to their voter base to try and seem a bit tough on crime, if you will?
Oh, I think it fits in with the whole Crusher Collins mentality and, basically it's a really punitive attitude, whereas, okay, you've broken the law, you've got your sentence. As soon as you're sentenced, the focus should be on rehabilitation and getting back in society. If you're in jail I was for 2 years and you weren't allowed to vote, it's just another thing that seems unfair. So when you do come out, you think, well, why should I vote? Because they're the people, you know, who are controlling this whole system, and you just feel disenfranchised, but you also feel like you don't want to be franchised. And I think that's a key issue that's overlooked.
And are you worried that if the government does bring back the right to vote, they will only do it for some prisoners, so like those who are serving under 2 years? Are you worried that this might happen?
I'm not worried that it might happen, but I think it will be a big mistake if it does happen. And that was the case when I was in jail. That was the case. But just so happened in Invercargill, they weren't that well organised and they allowed everybody to vote. So, yeah.
So you'd like to see all prisoners being given the right to vote?
Yeah, and I think it should be a whole education program. Like, they should be allowed to, members of parliament or prospective members of parliament should be given a platform to talk about corrections and about what their plan is to try and basically get more rehabilitation programs in jail. They should be able to go in there, talk to the people who they're supposedly representing. Well, I think the possibility of huge change from having this quite minor issue, like it couldn't take much to bring into power. Why aren't we doing it? And that would give a whole lot of people a chance to think about where they're going, their whole program, their rehabilitation, and their connection back to society.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.